April 21st, and Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has been spoiled rotten. I'm away for the weekend, and I'm in Eastbourne, in a hotel room in Eastbourne. We worked around all day today around the cliffs, Beachy Head, Seven Sisters, on a sunny, beautiful, yet windy day, and come back to the hotel room. And I've been presented with a beautiful present. It is nothing less than the Hario V60 drip scale. Now that's an amazing contraption. It's beautifully small and dinky, and you can weigh not only your coffee to precision, you can time at the same time your infusion. You can also weigh, of course, your grinds once you've either used a V60, but you can also use it with the AeroPress. Now, I never travel without my AeroPress, my Porlex hand grinder, my thermometer, my other little scales. Little did I know that I actually was going to receive today the all-in-one package, the Hario scales and timer. And, of course, what's so great about that is, of course, not only can you precisely weigh your ground beans once you've put them either in your V60 contraption or, of course, in the AeroPress, what I did today. But then you can tear it again and you can be so precise as to how much water you actually put in. So I've adopted the normal method of using the AeroPress that I've learned by no other than Sean Young, the still current AeroPress champion. Of course, we've got the London Coffee Festival happening next weekend where the championships of 2013 will happen and the new champion of 2013 will be crowned. But I had the pleasure to meet Sean Young at Caffeine in London, and he showed me the method that he used when he won his title in 2013. So once you've set everything up, you tear it again, you pre-infuse for exactly 35 seconds with exact amount of liquid fluid, of course, which is, I think, 45 grams it was. That's what I've done today. Then you let it pre-infuse and then you add again. And what's so good about these scales and the timer is running at the same time is you can be so precise with how much water you actually put in there. And then, of course, it depends on your palate. And are you doing the right thing for the palate? Are you doing the right thing for what you want other people to taste? And I've got a beautiful coffee with me here as well. It's the Kagu Moini Double A Bean from Kenya that I received from Workshop Coffee in London. It's a while ago, but I've had it sealed very well and it still kept its freshness. And it is a very beautiful, lovely, fruity tasting coffee. The fruits would be kind of quite lemony, grapefruity, and then tailing off into a definite coffee taste. And in the morning, without knowing that I'm going to have this great contraption, I've already used it and had this coffee with, well, my other little portable scales and my thermometer and, well, taking the timer with my iPhone. So if you don't have an all-in-one contraption, you can get away with your other little paraphernalia that you should really put into your suitcase whenever you travel. And I've already had a lovely coffee, which was long and lingering for a long time. I'm very happy to come back and drink this coffee again. So I've had a whale of a day, and I really have been spoiled. And what better way to finish off the afternoon and start your early evening with yet another cup of coffee. Wow. So I could only encourage you to get one of these all-in-one drip scales. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo gives it both thumbs up.